Worst household chore, because I feel like we are in prime chore season. I feel like household activities are big this time of year.
You're getting your stuff done for winter, right?
Yeah. You're putting all the summer stuff away. You're bringing the fall stuff out. Maybe your wife puts the sticky leaves on the door, puts the pumpkin out front, the holiday rug, whatever it may be.
I drop my daughter's friend off just about every day in her house. Her mom, teacher, God love her, changing that sign, welcome fall, it says out there. So you know it's the fall season, that one. Yeah. The JoCo moms got their welcome fall signs out, right?
Yeah. And still should be called autumn. But
autumn sounds too...
like bougie?
Yeah, like too upper crust.
How's your autumn this week?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But no, you think the worst household chore is
raking leaves. It sucks. I hate it. I'd do anything but raking leaves. Mm. I absolutely loathe the leaf raking. Terrible job.
You'd rather just like hand and knee it, scrub the kitchen with Pine Sol?
I don't mind that at all. Okay. Yeah, I'll do that every
day.
Yeah,
you like being clean.
Yeah,
so like,
yeah, I don't mind that at all. That doesn't bother me. I vacuumed twice yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, the dog hair, I like to get up.
Oh,
and then I made a mess when I was making this pot of vegetable soup.
Oh.
Well, I dropped some onion, like, things on the ground, like the outside peel of the onion, so I wanted to vacuum it up. Wait, you want me to leave it there?
No, I just don't like vegetable soup.
Oh, you don't? Oh, this is a nice one. It's a Tuscan bean soup.
So,
oh.
Two vacuums, how many showers yesterday?
Two showers
just
yesterday.
Two. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
One in the morning and then one after.
His vacuum, his carpet looks like that guy's lawn.
No, yeah, it doesn't. I wish it did. No. I've never been one for the lines in the carpet, you know?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I get a little into the lines.
I do love vacuuming and filling up that canister and seeing all the dirt that I'm pulling out.
Love
right?
That.
It's just dog hair. I love my dog, but God, the shedding on her is just.
Could you imagine you have to vacuum like the mom from Coneheads in the movie? She says like the tube in her mouth. Like, brutal.
But breaking leaves, I find it to be the worst. Yeah. That or unloading the dishwasher. I just hate unloading the dishwasher, too.
There's always a certain someone who does the unloading of the dishwasher. Because you know when, like, the normal person doesn't do it, you're like, where's the, like, Tupperware that we normally put the, it's like, oh, I put it over there. It's like, it doesn't go over there. Then you unload it.
Right.
Fair argument.
No, and that's kind of what I say. Like when they say, I don't like dinner tonight, Jet. You have an opportunity to go to the store.
I'm driving to Chipotle.
Yeah.
I'm getting taco pizza.
Right. What is it for you? Because you don't mind raking leaves.
I love it. So I don't ever rake. I just take our leaf blower and on the edges, I move it towards the center and then I mulch over them and then bag them and then, you know, take them to the compost.
Yeah, I still find like when I'm doing the leaves, the rake is still the best way to go for me. It's still the most efficient way to go. I feel like when I'm blowing them all over the place in circles. And then when I have one that's a sucker too, right?
Mm.
But that's electric. And so then the cord gets tangled.
I think mine's just laundry. Like I can load a washer and dryer like nobody's business.
Putting it away sucks, right?
Hate it. Yeah. Hate it. It sucks. Like I just did all the laundry yesterday. I did the wardrobes and the bed sheets. And like I just hate having to redo your bed. Mm-hmm. Like having to put the mattress protector, then the bed sheet. Then
it's
the
like,
actual
what do you do
sheet.
With all these pillows?
And you make your bed every morning, right?
Every morning.
You do.
Every morning. Every morning. It's first thing I do when I get out of bed. Open the blinds, open the light canceling curtains, make the bed, run the shower, start the coffee every single morning.
See, I don't have that option. Repeat. I got somebody sleeping in it when I get up. It's like, what are you doing here? It's time to get up, right?
Yeah. But no, I hate putting laundry away, man.
Yeah.
I just absolutely
hate laundry
it.
Sucks.
I mean, I don't mind dishes because I'm the dish guy. Like, I know where everything goes. And it's to me, it's like kind of the same thing as like, you know, like disinfecting a table. You're like, okay, like I know now that this is fine. And I know this sounds lame. I hate trash. I hate the whole process, having to take it out, go outside, put in the dumpster, come back in, get the trash. Because nobody wants to be the guy that does the trash. Everyone will always crunch down.
Oh, yeah.
Or find the little space that you can stick the box in. You're like, well, it's still got room. I don't need to do it.
Look, I did it as a social experiment at my house.
Oh, really?
Just to see if anybody would step up. Do you think that?
No.
Stuff's piled on top.
Like, well, if you cram it down really hard. You can get a little bit more in it, but just take it out.
The kids.
It's like you start throwing dollar amounts out there. I'll give you $2 to take out the trash. $2.
$2.
I make $8.50 an hour, Dad.
Yeah. Some guy tried to return a used cookie to my daughter the other day at the cookie shop.
What?
Yeah, twisted. Yeah, sugar.
What's a used cookie?
The guy took a couple of bites out of it and tried to bring it back and say it was cold. And the lady says, well, we keep them in the refrigerator. I mean, that's, you know, kind of what we do.
Microwave it.
But no, so this guy tried to return a used cookie. She's like, Dad, this guy tried to return a used cookie. I said, okay, what did you say? She goes, I'm not taking this back.
That's my girl.
You took two bites out of the cookie. You don't return a used cookie? Who does that?
Wow. It's like a Seinfeld episode.
No, it's like the sack on people. Like yeah. what are you doing here?
You're going to try the cookie.
You had a bite of the cookie. You took two bites of the cookie. You don't go and return a used cookie because you're trying to take advantage of the kids working at the cookie shop.
I once had a guy when I worked at Red Robin, I once had a guy that wanted me fired. Because he ate the entire burger and told me he'd get a better one at this is how you know. He goes, I can get a better one of these burgers at McDonald's.
McDonald's, yeah. Not like Mac Maury, but McDonald's, yeah.
I said, well, you missed your opportunity because it's right across the street. Sorry about that, sir. Is your manager working? He is.
Yeah.
Of course, I had the conversation with my manager saying, you just can't say that kind of stuff to guests. And I was like, he called it McDonald's and saying get a better burger over there, but he smashed the entire one here.
Did he want it for free?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like it, but it's no longer in this world.
I don't even see a crumb on your plate, sir.
Yeah.
God, some people are the worst, though. I mean, seriously.
Oh, yeah.
Returning used food.
That's crazy.
Blow it out your ass.
I didn't like this cookie. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you bought it. I mean, what do you want me to do about it?
Yeah.
I said, you didn't give the money back? She goes, no. And then what happened? He goes, so he eventually left.
Yeah. Do you have one, Mac, that you don't like? You know what else I don't like doing? Cleaning out the fridge.
Yeah. But I go in like a madman. I just throw everything away.
You got that funky chicken that you knew you should have thrown away 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And when you're opening it up, you're like, you're scraping it out.
I had that yesterday. I had a piece of chicken and I'm like, I started cutting it up and I'm like, I gave a piece to the dog. She's like, all right, good. And then I took a bite. I'm like, no, I spit it out. Like, I'm like, nope, not good.
I don't mind the dishes.
Yeah, I don't mind it.
Dogs
yeah.
eat poop. So, I mean, they use chickens fine.
Okay.
Oof. Do you have household chores? Or does your mom still take care of everything?
She does most of them. But I help out, you know. I hand wash dishes. I don't use the dishwasher. I don't know. That's just something that I've always done.
I don't have a microwave and haven't for 12 years.
How do you make popping corn?
On the stove.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't have the microwave at all?
I haven't had a microwave for 12 years.
Wow. Do you miss it, though? I mean, be honest.
No, like, because I just kind of
12 years, you know what I mean?
I use the elevated one, which is called the air fryer.
Yeah, so, I mean, right. Like, so you've got that.
Essentially the
but
same
thing. But what if you want to make, like, a cup of soup? Do you have, like, a tea kettle or something?
No, I got, like, a little pot on the stove.
Yeah.
You know, use the oven to reheat food. Put, like, leftover Chinese food in a skillet. Throw a little, like, avocado oil down there. Just kind of reheat it that way. Not bad. Or I can just eat Chinese food leftover cold.
I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, what I truly need the microphone.
They dehydrate everything. They're garbage. Yeah. They're not good for you. They don't do anything for your food. If you put a leftover burger off the grill in the oven on, like, 250 for 8 minutes instead of putting it in the microwave, you'll enjoy your leftover foods more.
You would. I guarantee you. Yeah, microwaves kill food.
Or you can get really bougie, and you can put the burger in a skillet, add some butter and garlic, and do the Gordon Ramsay way, and then, like, eat it like a steak.
Don't people, like, microwave their steak at Applebee's, though? Like, isn't that, like, the main, like, I think it is.
When she worked at Texas Roadhouse, they had a Blue Spring style. Because they wanted it to be well done, well done. So they would grill it well done and then zap it for like 60 seconds.
At Texas Roadhouse?
That's like how they wanted it done. They don't
They
guess that wanted it well done.
What?
Yeah, that's not how they cook them at Texas Roadhouse. That's not saying that, but that's how they, like, when those people, I want it well. I don't want it mooing.
How many times do you have that guy who thinks he's the only one that has come up with that joke? Let me tell you something. I don't want that thing mooing. Okay, thanks, pal.
That's right.
Thanks, Chet.